bowl games return today with two games on the schedule. The Cheez-It Bowl from Orlando, Florida at 5:30 Eastern Time. Later, the Valero Alamo Bowl from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio at 9 p.m. This is your morning buzzcast for Tuesday, December 29th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well today. Let's start with some news in the NHL. We remember in April when the Los Angeles Lakers returned some funds they had received from the Paycheck Protection Program amid public outcry that sports teams should not receive the financial help. Well, another team is in the news for that. The Pittsburgh Penguins are defending accepting $4.8 million through the recent Paycheck Protection Program, which of course is the federal loan program created to help businesses stay afloat amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is reporting that the Penguins are believed to be the only team among the NBA, NHL, MLB, and the NFL to accept money through the program, though we've talked on the Buzzcast before how teams in other leagues have applied for and received the funds. Now, the team said they needed the financial assistance after the Sports and Exhibition Authority denied their request to temporarily defer their annual rent payment at their arena. Now, again, we'll have to see what type of public backlash the Penguins could receive, because remember, the Lakers returned their funds after public outcry for accepting the financial loan. So keep your eye on the Penguin situation in Pittsburgh. Let's shift over to media, because our John Aran gave his review of the issues that Amazon experienced during production of its exclusive NFL game on Saturday between the Cardinals and 49ers. If you read his SBJ Media newsletter from last night, Aran reports that that production suggests that it may be several more years before the NFL is comfortable selling a top package of games to any streaming service. He felt that Saturday's 49ers-Cardinals game on Amazon Prime had the feel of a test, and nothing about the telecast had the feel of a big event. He also noted that while pieces of Amazon's production worked well, it will take a lot more consistency for NFL owners to feel comfortable about putting its top games on any streaming service. Now, Aran does believe that Amazon is a possibility to land a Thursday night package in the next round of the NFL's media negotiations, but it still has a long way to go if it wants to be considered for some of the marquee slots like Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, or the two Sunday afternoon packages. So Aran giving his take on Saturday's broadcast on Amazon Prime. Shifting over to baseball, remember in November we talked about this, where there was changes in the San Diego Padres ownership structure, where Padres chair Ron Fowler stepped down from his position and was replaced by general partner Peter Seidler. Now, they were very close. They worked closely together for years, but this was a change, with Seidler becoming the key control person. Now, it's obvious that Seidler wants to win. The Padres have been very aggressive over the last week to improve their team. Remember, they traded for Blake Snell just over the weekend. Reports coming overnight that the Padres and the Cubs have agreed on a trade that will bring right-hander Yu Darvish to San Diego. The additions over the last couple of days to the Padres roster has added almost $30 million to their 2021 payroll, which is now expected to top $140 million, which would be noteworthy for the San Diego Padres. So it looks now like the San Diego Padres see a window, and they are going to try to win. Speaking of seeing a window, wow, did you watch the Buffalo Bills last night? That team is on a roll. They look fast. They look young. They look impressive. And you saw a real changing of the guard, I felt, in the AFC East last night as the Bills totally dominated the Patriots and made the Patriots look like nothing we've ever seen like before. Bills fever is burning hot throughout New York, and now New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that state health officials continue to work with the team officials on a plan to possibly allow fans to attend the team's home playoff game at Bills Stadium in Orchard Park. Cuomo said that the state is looking at ways to allow up to 6,700 fans into the game. You know the Bills fandom would love to have any fans there for a home playoff game. And again, Bills fever really rabid right now in upstate New York, as it should, because the team looks very well positioned for a strong run in the NFL playoffs. Speaking of NFL attendance and capacity, the Carolina Panthers will reduce capacity at Bank of America Stadium to just 1,500 for Sunday's season finale against the Saints. That means no fans will be in attendance for the game outside of family and friends of the Panthers and Saints, and limited private suites that will be open. So we've seen that trend throughout the NFL, a reduction in capacity. Only in Buffalo right now are they looking to try to get the okay to bring fans in for any playoff games. Let's shift over to an interesting story in the sportswear world, because we've talked on the Buzzcast before that Reebok may be getting a new owner, as Adidas could be looking to sell the brand. Now, we all know that Reebok has struggled over the last few years. And remember, Adidas acquired Reebok 14 years ago for nearly $4 billion. But Forbes is reporting that a business group consisting of Percy, Master P. Miller, and former NBA All-Star guard Baron Davis are looking to acquire Reebok. And the reported asking price could be around $2.4 billion. Now, Baron Davis is quoted in the piece as saying he believes Reebok is a very undervalued brand, and he has visions of turning it into a real lifestyle brand. So you're going to want to keep an eye on whether or not Adidas really decides to move forward with the sale of Reebok. And could this business team of Percy, Master P. Miller, and Baron Davis, who we know has been very active and entrepreneurial in his post-NBA career, could they get in and try to land Reebok? And finally, we all know about March Madness. Well, get ready for Mask Madness. Yes, the NCAA has filed a trademark for the term Mask Madness and will sell Mask Madness face masks and launch a Mask Madness public awareness campaign to promote the benefits of wearing a mask. So look for that campaign to start sometime shortly. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. Again, it's Tuesday, December 29th. I'm Abe Madcore. Stay healthy, stay safe, be good to each other. I'll talk to you tomorrow.